नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः बहुव्रीहि समासप्रकरणे प्रथमः पाठः फेब्रवरी मासस्य त्रयोविंशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षितसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् उत्सवं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः मुनित्रयन्नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। गतवर्गस्य किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः। आदौ वचनसम्बद्धानि कानिचन सूत्राणि आसन्। जात्याख्यायाम् एकस्मिन् बहुवचनमन्यतरस्याम् इत्यारभ्य सूत्रचतुष्टयम्। समाससम्बद्धम् इत्येव न। जात्याख्यायाम् एकस्मिन् बहुवचनम् यदा जातिः उच्यते, when a class of things or people is being spoken about, एकः बहुवत् भवति। इवन् दो द क्लास् इस् वन्, वी केन् आल्सो यूस् प्लूरल्। ब्राह्मणः पूज्यः, ब्राह्मणाः पूज्याः इतिवत्। अस्मदो द्वयोश्च, एण्ड् वेन् वी यूस् द वर्ड् अस्मद् फार् एकवचन आर् फार् द्विवचन, आप्शनली वी केन् आल्सो यूस् बहुवचन। से अहं ब्रवीमि आर् वयं ब्रूमः, आवां ब्रूवः आर् वयं ब्रूमः। Instead of eka or dvivachana, we can optionally use a bahuvachana. Phalguni proshthapada nanti nakshatre. The stars Phalguni and proshthapada. So, when dvivachana has to be used, we can use bahuvachana. So, Phalguni is two stars. So, purve phalgunyau, purvaha phalgunyaha. Okay. Evam proshthapada. पूर्वे प्रोष्ठपदे पूर्वाः प्रोष्ठपदाः फदोस्तु स्टार्स् इण्डिकेटर् स्टार् अण्ड् तिष्य पुनर्वस्वोर् नक्षत्रद्वन्द्वे बहुवचनस्य द्विवचनं नित्यम्। दिस् इस् ओन्ली वन् विच् इस् स्पेसिफिकली कन्सर्न्ड् वित् समास। तिष्य पुनर्वस्वोः नक्षत्रद्वन्द्वे, यु आर् कम्बैनिङ्ग् द स्टार्स् तिष्य अण्ड् पुनर्वसु इन् अ द्वन्द्वसमास। तिष्यश्च पुनर्वसु च बहुवचनस्य द्विवचनं नित्यम्। Resultant has to be in Bahuvachana, but it will be in Vivachana compulsorily. It is Tishya Punarvasu and not Tishya Punarvasaha. So those are four things concerned with Vachanas, not very, relevant, except probably Asmado Dvayo. So the first two are used quite frequently. And then the Kaumudikara comes back to Lingas. We were doing the Linga Vyatteya, where the general rule is Paravallingam Dvandva Tatpurushyohu. Hintu tasya apavadatvena Bahuni Sutrani Uchyante Sa Napumsakam Uchyarena Napumsaka Lingam Samahara Dvandvasya Tatha Samahara Dvigohu Napumsaka Lingam Bhavati दन्तोष्ठम् दन्ताश्च ओष्ठौ च समाहारः। द्वन्द्वश्च प्राणितुर्यसेनाङ्गानाम् इत्यनेन नित्यम् समाहारः। तत्र नपुंसकत्वे दन्तोष्ठम्। ओष्ठशब्दः पुल्लिङ्गः, परवल्लिङ्गत्वे पुंस्त्वम् स्यात् तद्बाधित्वा नपुंसकत्वम्। एवम् समाहारद्विगौ पञ्चगमम्, पञ्चानाम् गवाम् समाहारः। पञ्चगो अ समासान्तः अस्ति, पञ्चगव नपुंसकत्वम् पञ्चगवम्। अकारान्तोत्तरपदो द्विगुः स्त्रियाम् इष्टः। इफ् द उत्तरपद इन् द द्विगु समास हेपन्स् टु बि अकारान्त, देन् इट् विल् बि इन् स्त्रीलिङ्ग। स्त्रीत्वे सति द्विगोः इत्यनेन ङीप् प्रत्ययः भवति, अतः ईकारान्तत्वमपि भवति। पञ्चमूली, पञ्चानां मूलानां समाहारः पञ्चमूली। एवमेव पञ्चवटी, त्रिलोकी इत्यादीनि। आबन्तो वा, तस्मिन्नेव द्विगुसमासे यः अकारान्तम् यदकारान्तमुत्तरपदम् तद्यदि आबन्तम् तर्हि विकल्पेन स्त्रीत्वम् भवति। स्त्रीत्वाभावे नपुंसकत्वम् अस्त्येव। पञ्चखट्वी पञ्चखट्वम्, पञ्चानाम् खट्वानाम् समाहारः पञ्चखट्वी तथा पञ्चखट्वम्। अन्नन्तः द्विगुसमासः यद्यस्ति तर्हि अनः नकारस्य लोपः भवति, स्त्रीत्वं विकल्पेन भवति। स्त्रीत्वे सति पञ्चतक्षी, panchanam takshnam samaharaha tadabhave panchatakshaṁ. Patradyantasyana patradihi ganaha tasmin gane yeshabdah patitaha tadantasya dvigusamasasya strītvam nishidhyate. Akarantotra vado dvigustriyamishtaha ityat strītvam vihitam tad nishidhyate. Pancha patram, panchanam patranam samaharaha. Patra shabdasya akarantatvat strītvam praptam anena nishidhyate pancha patram. Evameva panchangam, tribhuvanam ityadi. Punya sudinabhyam anhaha klibata ishta. Ahan shabdaha. Ratranhaha pumsi ityanena pumstve prapte anena napumsakatvam vidhiyate. Punya shabde uttarapade punyaham natu punyaha udaharaneva tathaiva sudina shabdat ahan shabde sudinaham iti ubhayatrapi klibatvam vidhiyate. Pathaha sankhya avyayadehe pathin shabdaha krita samasantaha rakpurabdhuh patham a anakshetanena a samasanta pratyaha kriyate tasmin krite purvapadam yadi sankhyavachakam athava avyayam tada napumsakatvam bhavati tripatham trayanam panthaha evameva virupah panthaha vipatham. So samanye napumsakam iti agrimam vartikam. Samase itevana, this is not directly related to samasas, it just says in general, by default, if there is no other criteria to decide a linga, we can use napumsaka. Mrudu pachati, mrudu iti kriya visheshanam, paka kriyayaha visheshanam. Since kriya does not have any gender of its own, the visheshana, we do not know which linga to use, ataha samanya napumsakam ittenena napumsakattam kriyate. Evameva pratah kamaniyam etcetera. Prataha iti avyayam. Avyayasya lingatvata tadvisheshanasya kamaniya shabdasya linga vishesha anirnayaha samanya napumsakam iti napumsakam bhavati. Then there is an adhikara tatpurushonai karmadharayaha. Tatpurushaha anai karmadharayaha. Nai bhinnaha karmadharaya bhinnaha tatpurushaha. Ityarthaha tasya uktani karyani bhavanti. Samyayam kanthoshi nareshu. Kantha shabdaha yatra uttarapadam. Yatra cha ushinareshu samya ityasti. Ushinara deshavasi vasinam kanthayaha samya. So it is a name, that is a brand name of a particular kind of cloth which is manufactured by in the Ushinara Desha. So tasmin arthe napumsakattvam bhavati saushami kantham. Upagyopakramam tadadhyachikhyasayam. Upagyantaha tatpurushaha tatha upakramantaha tatpurushaha. So when these two words are used in the end of a tatpurusha samasa, tat adi achikhyasayam, to indicate that this is the first instance of knowing. Upagya ityasya janati ityartha. So when it's the first instance of knowing, or upakrama is to start. So when it is started for the first time, tada napumsakattvam bhavati. Paninipagyam ashtadhyayi. Paninina prathamam upagyata ityartha. Evam nandopakramaha dronaha. Nandena prathamataha upakrantam ityartha. Chaya bahulye. Chaya shabdantaha. Purvapadasya bahulye. When the Purvapada is Bahuvachananta, then it is compulsory napumsaka, ikshuchhayam, ikshunam, chaya, ikshuchhayam. So, Purvapadasya ekavachanatvetu, vikalpena napumsakatvam vidhiyate, kudyachhayam, kudyachhaya iti, napumsakam stritvam, upayam bhavati. Okay. So, is there yes, should be nandopakramam dronaha. Sabha Raja Amanushya Purva. When the word sabha in a tatpurusha, it is preceded by synonyms of rajan or synonyms of amanushya. Amanushya by rudhi refers to rakshaha, pishataha, etc. So when either of these form the purvapada, it is napumsaka, ina sabham, evameva, pishata sabham. Achalacha. The sabha, when it indicates achala, that is when it does not indicate a house or a hall. So ina sabham ityatra, it means the court of the king, the court hall of the king. Evameva pishata sabham, the court hall of pichatas. Atra tu sanghatartha, it means a group, not a hall. It does not refer to a place, but to a group. Tada napumsakam bhavati, nityam, stri sabham. Okay, so it is not a particular place, it is a group of women, a meeting of women. Vibhasha, sena, sura, chaya, shala, nishana. So these words, sena, sura, chaya, shala, nisha, all are strilingas. So when they, for them in a tatpurusha, so there is an optional napumsaka being given. So brahmana senam, brahmana sena, yavasuram, yavasura, kudyachayam, kudyachaya, goshalam, goshala, shvanisham and shvanisha. Okay. So these are the sutras related to lingas, okay, linga vyatya in tatpurusha samasa, specific to tatpurushas. Okay. So this is what we did last class, and with that we finished the tatpurusha samasa prakarana. Any questions? So the next samasa, the next subprakarana among samasas is Bahuvrihi samasa prakaranam. Shesho Bahuvrihi ityadhikaraha. Sheshaha Bahuvrihi iti paradvayam adhikriyate. So in the next 4 or 5 sutras, till 28, okay, 2 to 28, 5 sutras, we have the adhikara of Sheshaha and Bahuvrihi. Bahuvrihi means all the samasas which are told in the next 5 sutras are called Bahuvrihi. Okay? So as I have told earlier, let us stress it, Panini has not given samasas according to their as in meaning. Okay? They are not named like what we say, Anyapadartha Pradhanaha Bahuvrihi, etc. So they are all just general rules. Panini does not specify them. He just says and gives an adhikara. So from here till here is avyayibhava. From here till here is tatpurusha. Then there is bahuvrihi. It is just an adhikara. Whatever comes within that is bahuvrihi. Whatever is the meaning. So it is the bhashyakara who gives those general rules. Prayaha purvapadartha pradhanaha avyayibhavaha. Prayaha anyapadartha pradhanaha bahuvrihi, etc. If we do see that bahuvrihi is generally anyapadartha pradhana, because of the next rule which we will see soon. So from here 2 to 23, that here till 2 to 28 we have the adhikara of shesho bahuvrihi. Sheshaha namakaha iti prashnaha. What is shesha? Generally uktadanyaha sheshaha. Shesha is that which is left, what has already been told. So what is untold so far is referred to by the term shesha. What is shesha here in this context? Dvitiya shrita tita ityadina yasya trikasya vishishya samasaha noktaha sa sheshaha. So if you look at the tatpurusha sutras, dvitiya shrita tita patita gatatyastha praptapannaihi, tritiya tatgatarthena gunavachanena, chaturthi tadarthasa valihita sukharakshitaihi, panchami bhayena, shashthi saptami shaundaihi. So for all vibhaktis specifying that particular vibhakti, samasas have been told. But only for prathama, there is no sutra which begins with prathama etaihi samasyate. Okay. So even though it is the case that visheshanam visheshena bahulam, all karmadharaya samase, in all karmadharaya samasas, it is prathamantas which we do. But there has been no samasa sutra specifying that prathamantam samasyate. So dvitiyashrita ityadina ityadina yasya trikasya. Trikam is one vibhakti. Eka di bahuvachanas together is a trio. Okay. So yasya trikasya nama yasyaha vibhaktehe vishishya samasaha noktaha. So a specific samasa has not been told. Sasheshaha, that is untold in this particular case. And that is prathamantam, which means in bahuvrihi, as a general rule, it is the prathamanta words which undergo a samasa. So prathamantam iti bahuvrihi iti cha uttaratra adhikriyate. So in the next few sutras, we will have both these words operating. First one that it is prathamanta, and the second one that it will be called bahuvrihi. Anekam anya padarthe iti bahuvrihi vidayakam prathamam bahu mukhyam cha sutram. The most important sutra for bahuvrihi samasa is this. Anekam anya padarthe iti paradvayam. So if you look at it, just to recap, how many adhikaras are operating in this? So starting from the samartha adhikara, samartha paravidhihi. So the samasa is only if there is samarthya. Subha mantrite parangavatsvare, raised to swaras, but supu, subantam samasyate. Prakkadarat samasaha. So there is the adhikara called samasa. This is called a samasa. Sahasupa, and the samasa is that of a subanta with a subanta. Vibhasha. The samasa is optional. That is, you can either use the vigraha or use the samasta pada. And sorry, this is not anekam anya padarthe. This is shesho bahuvrihi. Okay, 2 to 23 is shesho bahuvrihi. So the rest, that is prathamantam bahuvrihi. The sarvam adhikriyate. All these come together to the sutra to bring out its meaning. Okay. So anekam prathamantam. Anekam ityasti. Prathamantam ityadhikratasya visheshanam. So anekam prathamantam anyapadarthe vartamanam va samasyate. So when it indicates something other than the padas which are used in the sutra. Okay. So whichever is the pada, prathamanta used in the sutra. So when they come together to indicate something else, meaning which is other than what is indicated here, so then there is an optional samasa, and that is called bahuvrihi. Aprathama vibhaktyarthe bahuvrihi iti samanadhikaranam iti cha phalitam. So finally we get that aprathama vibhaktyarthe, since it is anyapadarthe, we have the prathama vibhakti, anyapadarthe is prathama vibhaktyarthe. It indicates a meaning which is other than the artha of the prathama vibhakti itself. When the words being used are in prathama vibhakti, it indicates the meaning of some other vibhakti, other than itself. And then, prathama vibhakte bahuvrihi iti, samanadhikaranam iti cha. And also, since all the words are to be in prathamanta, anekam prathamantam, which means each word should be in prathama vibhakti, which means it is always samanadhikarana, the same vibhakti on all of them. So, iti cha phalitam. So, that is what results out of this definition of the bahuvrihi samasa. So, there is also one more thing to be noted. Anekam. Okay. So far, it always subantam subantena. Dvayoreva samasaha. We had a rule, right? Subantam subantena. Even if there are 10 words, we take 2 at a time and do a samasa. But in bahuvrihi, the sutra itself says anekam. Na ekam anekam. That it is more than one. It can be 2, it can also be more than 2. Okay, there can be 3 words coming together in a bahuvrihi samasa together. Okay, so that will not happen in avyayi bhava or tatpurusha. But in bahuvrihi and dvandva, since the sutkakara himself says anekam, so we can have more than one. 2 or more than that can also combine. So that will be stressed by Dikshitar himself later. So anyway, praptam udakam yam saha. Okay, so udakam here is in prathama vibhakti. Praptam udakam. So udakam nama jalam. Yam praptam. So that which water has reached. That is prapto udakaha gramaha. So the grama indicates the anya padartha. What does it indicate? So kaha arthaha, it is called the dvitiya artha bahuvrihi. Because yam praptam. So that to which water has reached. Okay. So I mean, this is very popular, say there has been a new probably a piping connection to a village, can say praptodakaha, water has reached the village. Okay. Please remember, it is udaka is the kartru, udaka kartruka, prapti karmi bhutaha gramaha. Udaka itself is going to the village. So water is reaching the village. So that which water has reached is praptodaka. So it need not be grama always. Please remember, grama is just given as an illustration. It can be anything. Okay, praptodaka nagari or whatever. Praptodakam griham. So the vishesha can vary. It is just something which has to fit the meaning. Praptam udakam yam saha ityeva samasasya arthaha. That to which water has reached. Okay, that is why we call it as the dvitiya artha bahuvrihi. The yam saha, yam praptaha. It is to which ityarthaha bahuvrihi na gamyate. Ata eva dvitiya artha bahuvrihi ityuchyate. As we saw, bahuvrihi can convey meanings other than the prathama vibhakti. So here it is conveying the meaning of dvitiya vibhakti. Praptaha udataha yam iti dvitiya artha. Ata eva yam saha, yena saha ityadini upayujyante. So, if you look at the prakriya of the samasa, so there is only udaka and prapta. The yam saha or yena saha are not included in the shastriya vigraha. Okay? It is only to indicate the meaning. Artham dyotayitum eva tesham prayogaha. Atratu kevalam prathamantanam eva samasaha, vastutaha samasaha. So, udaka su prapta su. Anekam prathamantam. Anyapadarthe vidyamanam. So the word samasta does not indicate either prapta. It does not indicate the thing which has reached, which is water, or it does not indicate water. It signifies a place to which this water has reached. Okay, so it is anyapadartha. So anekam prathamantam anyapadarthe vidyamanam va samasyate satatpurushaha. Kshamyatam sa bahuvrihihi. Udakasu praptasu iti sthite anekamanya padarthe iti samasaha kritta dhira samasascha iti pratiparika samya subodhatu pratiparika yoho ityanena sublak udaka prapta. Okay. Now there is a sutra which we will see later again. Nishtha. Nishtha is akta pratyayanta or aktavatu pratyayanta is called nishtha. So in a bahuvrihi samasa, if a word nishtha, that is akta pratyayanta or aktavatu pratyayanta is used, then it will be used first. Okay, purvanipatah asti yataha prapta udaka adunaha ityanena gunaya praptodaka tataha subutpattihi sojasamot ityanena supratyayah sasajushvaruhu iti vruttum kharvasana yorvisarjaniyah iti visargaha praptodakah. Please remember, in a bahuvrihi samasa, as a general rule, bahuvrihi samasa is vishesha nighana. That is, the linga for bahuvrihi will depend on the linga of the visheshya. What is the anyapadartha? If anyapadartha is grama, because grama is pullinga, praptodaka will also be pullinga. As I said, if you are saying praptodaka nagari, if you are making it a visheshana to nagari, which is a strilinga, then this word will also be strilinga. Praptodaka nagari. Similarly, if it is an apumsakalinga, griham, praptodakam griham. So it can take on any linga depending on the visheshya. Okay. So praptodakaha, this is the prakriya for, general prakriya for bahuvrihi. So other examples, tritiya artha bahuvrihi, where the bahuvrihi samasa indicates the meaning of tritiya vibhakti. Udhaha rathaha yena saha. That by which rathaha udhaha, a chariot has been carried. That is, that which carries a chariot. Udha rathaha, anadvan. Anadvan means an ox. It carries a ratha. Udha rathaha. Udhaha rathaha yena saha. So, yena rathaha udhaha. He by whom the chariot is carried. So, it refers to anadvan. It can refer to something else. So the meanings are just indicative. Chaturthyartha bahuvrihi, where the samasa indicates the meaning of chaturthi. Upahrutaha pashuhu yasmai saha. Okay. Upahrataha is sacrificed. Pashuhu, the animal, sacrificial animal. Yasmai, for whom? Yasmai pashuhu upahrataha saha rudraha. So, rudraya pashuhu upahrataha ityarthaha. So, the pashu is sacrificed for rudra. Tasmin arthe chaturthi vibhakti. Kshamyatam samasaha. Chaturthi vibhakti arthe samasaha. Panchamyartha bahuvrihi. Udhritam odanam yasyaha. Yasyaha here is panchami. Yasyaha can be panchami or shashti. In this case, it is panchami. So, that from which odana, the rice was taken out. Udhrita odana, sthali. Sthali is a vessel. So, rice was taken out from it. From, panchamyarthe samasaha. Udhritam odanam yasyaha sa udhrita odana sthali. Shashtyartha bahuvrihi. Where Sabahurihi indicates the meaning of Shashti. Pitam Ambaram Yasya Saha. He whose Ambara is cloth is Pita, yellow. Is he whose cloth is yellow. Sarthe Pita Ambaraha Harihi. So we generally say Vishnu wears Pita Ambara, which means yellow cloth. It can be somebody else. Pita Ambaro Devadattaha Ityapi Bhavati. Pita Ambaro Harihi. Viraha Purushaha Yasmin Saha. So Yasmin, in that, in which Purushaha Viraha, there are valorous men. Vira Purushaha. It can also be Vira Purushakaha. Okay, it's an option. You can either say Vira Purushaha or Vira Purushakaha. There is an optional samasanta called Sheshe Vibhasha, Kap Samasanta. So if we have Kap, it will be Vira Purushakaha, else it will be Vira Purushaha. It means to a grama, a village, in which there are valorous men. Okay. So, Viraha Purushaha Yasmin. So, this is Saptam Yartha Bahuvrihi. The Samasa indicates the meaning of Saptami. So, these are examples for Bahuvrihi Samasa. Please remember, most of the words here are as in the Nishtha. Sarvatra Nishtha Itti Purvanipataha. There is Prathama Nirdishtam Samasa Upasajanam. Somebody has asked a question. So, is it Nishtha Sutrenama Athava Upasarjanam Purvam? Prathama Nirdishtam Samasa Upasarjanam Ityasti Tasya Kimartham Prayogaha Nasti Iti. See, both words are Prathama Nirdishta because the Sutra Kimuchyate Anekam Prathamantam Ityavuchyate. Athaha Sutra Yadjat Prathamantam Asti Sarvam Api Prathama Nirdishtam Eva. So, all these words, that is both the words which form part of a samasa are prathama nirdishta in the sutra. Because if you look at dvitiya shrita tita, it says dvitiya shrita tita patita katatyasta prapta pannaihi. So one is prathama vibhakti, the other is tritiya vibhakti. Tatra prathama nirdishtasya upasarjanam iti vaktum shakyate. Atra kim uchyate sutre anekam prathamantam iti uchyate. Ataha sarvesham samasavayamana prathama nirdishtam asti. Nirdishtattvam asti. Ataha sarvesham api upasarjana samyasyat. So we cannot decide which is the purupada by that. So that is why we have other sutras. There are saptami visheshane bahuvrihau and nishtha. So if it is a saptamyanta, it will be purupada. Visheshana will be the purupada. Nishtha will be the purupada. So if you look at these, all these. Udhaha is nishthanta. Abhurataha nishthanta. Udhritam nishthanta. In these two cases, Pitam and Viraha, it is a Visheshana. Okay? So, there is Saptami Visheshana Bahuvriho. These sutras we will see later. So, if it is a Visheshana, it will be the Purvapada. Ataha, Pitam ityasya Purvapadattvam, Vira ityasya Purvapadattvam. So, Pitam Varaha, Vira Purushaha. Okay? Any other questions? Prathamarthe tu na. As we already saw, the Bahuvrihi is only from, Aprathamarthe Bahuvrihi because of the Anipadartha. Prathamarthe na bhavati. Prishte deve gataha. See, this is a Bhava Lakshana Saptami. Okay. So, Prishte deve gataha. So, it is a Lakshana. Okay. When the God, that is Devaha, ityasya Meghaha, when the clouds rained, he went. Ityarthe. So, there, even though there is Saptami Vibhakti, the Artha is Prathamartha. okay, because it does not indicate anything else. Pratiparika arthe eva asti. Ataha tasmin arthe bahuvrihi samasaha na bhavati. It is only a he who went when the rain when the cloud rained. So gataha iti prathamantam. It is referring to a prathama finally. And Vrishtedeve ityatra ya saptami bhavalakshana saptami tasmin dyotye. So it is also a prathamanta dada samasaha na bhavati. Okay, so only when it indicates a meaning like yam saha or yasmai saha etc. So we have a samasa, bahuvrihi samasa. Yadhikarana naam api na. Okay, so if both words in bahuvrihi have to be prathamanta. So, vyadhikarana, if one of them is in a different vibhakti, then also we do not have bhuvrihi samasa. Okay. Panchabhihi bhuktam asya. Panchabhihi bhuktam yasya. So, that of which, I mean, a part of which was eaten by five. So, panchabhihi bhuktam. Panchabhihi iti tritiya, bhuktam iti prathama. So, atra samasaha na bhavati. So, both words have to be. Yatha, udhaha rathaha, upahrataha pashuhu, udhratam odanam, pitam ambaram. Iti ubhayam apipadam, prathamantameva syat. So, atra kanishana martikani santi, pradibhyo dhata jasya, vachyo vacha uttarapada lopaha. Purthaha, pradibhyaha param, yat dhatuja prakritika prathamantam. Tasya anyena prathamantena bahuvrihihi vachyaha. Is before the bahuvrihi, there is another samasa. That is, there is a pradi samasa. So, that word will combine with another one to form a bahuvrihi. In that case, there is an optional uttarapada lopa. Okay. So, tatra bahuvrihau, pradibhyaha parasya uttarapadasya lopaha vikalpena uchyate. You will see an example. There is prapatita paranaha or praparanaha which is given. So, prakrushtam patitam prapatitam. So, initially we have the pradi samasa. Pradayaha tatadhyarthaya prathamaya ittanena. Prakrushtam patitam prapatitam. So, this is pradibhyaha dhatu jasya. Patita is from a dhatu. Okay. So, there, it is a dhatuja. Pradibhyaha dhatu jasya. Okay. Prapatitam. So, tasya yat dhatuja prakritika prathamantam. Tasya anyena prathamantena prapatitam parnam yasmat, that from which leaves have fallen. Prapatitam means completely fallen. Probably during winter a tree has been completely shorn of its leaves. So tada prapatitam parnam, you can also say prapatitani parnani. It means the same. It is a jatyakshayam ekasmin bahuvachana. Since it is a leaf, the jati, you can either use ekavachana or bahuvachana. So, prapatitam paranam yasmat iti samasaha, bahuvrihi samasaha, vacha uttarapada lopaha. Uttarapadam nama, so in the purvapada of the bahuvrihi, that is prapatitam ityatra yad uttarapadam, patitam iti, so tasya vikalpena lopaha bhavati, praparanaha, lopesati praparanaha, tadabhave prapatita paranaha. So, ubhayathapi sadhu. Nayostyarthanam vachyo vacha uttarapada lopaha. Similar sutra. Nayaha paresham astyarthavachinam. There is a nai samasa which words which mean asti, that is vidyamana ityadi. Words which mean it is present. Okay. So subantanam bahuvrihi. So such words will combine in bahuvrihi. Tatra astyarthavachinam uttarapadahutanam lopashchava. And that word, uttarapada of the previous samasa, will be optionally deleted. Okay. So, avidyamana putraha, aputraha, ityasti. So, na vidyamanaha, avidyamanaha. That is the first samasa. There is nai and there is nalopananyaha. So, you have avidyamana, astyartha. Vidyamana means to be there. Then, avidyamanaha putraha yasya, iti bahuvrihi samasa. Here for the samasa, we don't require the vartika. Samasa can happen through anekamanya padarthe. But there is a vachyaha, vacha uttarapada lopaha. There is an optional uttarapada lopa of the previous pada. Okay. So, avidyamana ityatra, vidyamana ityasya lope, aputraha ityava bhavati. And avidyamana putraha. Aputraha does not mean just na putraha yasya. He whose son is not a son, sahartha na. He whose son is not present, he who does not have a son, ityeva arthaha. Ataha avidyamana putraha ityapi bhavati, aputraha ityapi bhavati. Avyaya naam cha. So avyaya will combine with bahuvrihi. Uchai uchair mukha ityasti. Uchaihi mukham yasya saha. He whose face is upturned or above. So why is the swartika required? Uchaihi ityavyayasya adhikarana shakti pradhanataya. Uchaihi, generally it has an adhikarana shakti in it. That is, even if it is an avyaya, it includes the adhikaranatva in with it. So uchaihi ityukte in an upper place. Urdhve iti saptamyartha bhasate. So adhikarana shakti pradhanataya saptamyan tatvena prathamantatva bhavad apraptau vachanam. Since it is not a prathamanta, we would not have a samasa. So the swartika specially mentions a samasa, the bahuvrihi samasa for it. Uchaihi mukham yasya saha uchair mukha. Prativarika is uchais. So tasya rutve uchair mukha iti bhavati. Saptam yupapana purva padasya uttara padalopascha. This is also a very commonly seen prayoga. Saptam yantam upamanam cha purva padam yasya tasya padantarena samasaha. So again there is an initial samasa involving a saptam yanta or an upamana. Okay. So tasya padantarena samasaha uttara padalopascha. Kanthestha kalaha yasya saha. Have kanthe tishthati iti kanthesthaha, that which stands in the throat. Supisthaha ityanena sthadhatoho kaprattayaha. Okay. Supi kanthe stha ityasti tasya atolopaiticha stha kaprattayaha a iti tishthati atolopaiticha ityanena akarasya lopaha stha stha ityasti kanthe stha ityatra upapada samasaha. Amurtha mastaka swangadakame iti saptamyaha aluk. Kanthe staha ityatra saptamyaha aluk. So this is how we derive the purvapada. Okay. Now this word will combine in a bahuvrihi samasa. Kanthe staha kalaha yasya saha. He in whose throat stands kala. Kala is a black mark. Okay. So it refers to Shiva. Okay. Because of the legend that he drank hala hala. So Parvati held his neck tightly so that it will not go in, and so this remained in his neck. That is why he is called Neelakantha or Vishakantha or anything. So this is another word which means the same. Now, Kanthestaha kalaha yasya saha iti bahuvrihihi. Tatra Kanthestaha iti purvapadam. Tatra saptamyantam purvapadam stha iti uttarapadam. So vacha vacha uttarapada lopaha. So the uttarapada is compulsorily deleted here. So it becomes kanthe kalaha. We do not have kantestha kalaha. So the uttarapada in the previous cases the deletion was optional. Here it is compulsorily deleted. So kanthe kalaha iti bahuvrihi samasaha. So bahuvrihau kantestha iti purvapadam. Tatra yad uttarapadam arthat stha iti tasya lopaha. So we have kanthe kalaha. Okay. So this is through the vartika saptam yupamana purvapadasya uttarapada lopascha. The lopa is because of the vartika. The samasa could have been because of this. Okay. Ushtramukham iva mukham yasya saha. Ushtramukha. This is an example for upamana. Okay. So you have ushtramukham. Ushtrasya mukham iva. So that which is like the face of a camel. Ushtraha nama camel. So ushtrasya mukham iva. Here ushtra is an upamana. Okay. So upamana purvapadattvam asti. So bahuvrihau ushtramukham iti purvapadam. Ushtramukham iva mukham yasya saha. He whose face is like the face of a camel. Ityarthe. Mukham iti uttarapadasya lopaha. One of the mukha, that is ushtramukham ityatra iha mukha shabdaha tasya lopaha. So ushtra mukha is means you have ushtramukha. Okay. So please remember here you cannot directly say ushtram iva mukham. the face does not resemble an entire camel. It resembles the face of a camel. That is why we need a vigraha like this. I mean, it is natural to split it like ustram eva mukham. Okay. Like, if you are saying, say, Rajivalochanaha, you can say Rajive Ivalochane. Okay. So, where the face itself resembles a complete lotus. Okay. But ustram mukham, ustram eva mukham itina shakyate, because the mukham does not resemble a complete ustra. It resembles the mukha of a ustra. So, ustra mukham eva mukham yasya saha. So, similarly, we would derive gajananam eva ananam yasya saha. Gajananaha is not gajaha eva ananam. His face is not like an elephant. His face is like the face of an elephant. So, atrapi tathaiva. Ekasya gajananam gajananaha ityatvayaha anana shabdaha. Gajananam ityasya. Gajasya ananam eva gajananam. Tatra anana shabdasya lopaha. So, gaja anana gajananaha. So, one more vartika. Sanghata vikara hashtyascha uttarapada lopascha. So, when there is a sanghata or the vikara which is combined with a shashtyanta. There is a shashtyanta which combines with sanghata or vikara. And there also we have an uttarapada lopa. Keshanam sanghataha. Nama kesha sanghataha. Chuda yasya saha. Chuda is the shirolankara. That which decorates the head is chuda. Okay. Keshanam sanghataha chuda. So the chuda here is keshanam sanghataha. Sanghata is basically a group. So group of hair means it is hair which is tied in a decorative manner. That is the alankara. Okay. Keshanam sanghataha chuda. Keshanam sanghataha ityatra shashti vibhaktihi. Kesha sanghataha chuda yasya saha. Kesha chudaha. Sanghata iti uttarapadasya lopaha. Okay. So here he does not have any other ornament for the hair. His hair tied in a different manner or an attractive manner itself forms the alankara. Kesha chudaha. Suvarnasya vikaraha alankaraha yasya saha. Suvarnasya vikaraha, suvarna vikaraha. Okay. Alankaraha. So where the decoration or the ornament is something made of suvarna, gold. Gold itself is not the ornament, right? You cannot, I mean, directly have a plain gold and wear it as an ornament. It is something, a bangle or a necklace or an earring which is made of gold. Ateva suvarnasya vikaraha alankaraha yasya saha. Suvarnalankaraha. Does not have directly, I mean, plain gold as it. So, suvarnasya vikaraha alankaraha yasya saha. Suvarnalankaraha. So, in all these cases, the samasa can be had directly from the sutra. But for the uttarapada lopa, to bring out the meaning of the word properly, we have these vartikas. Astikshiradayashta. So, that is the final vartika. It says the words which are in the astikshiradi gana. Astikshiradi is a class of words. So, tasmin gane ye shabdaha, te bahuvrihau upasankheyaha. All those words are to be treated as bahuvrihi. They are all ready-made words. Okay. So, those words are to be treated as bahuvrihi. Asti iti vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. Asti here is not a tinganta. Tingantasya samasona vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. We have, among avyayas, we have some which resemble the form of a particular vibhakti. Say for example, there is chirat, chirena. So, chirat sounds like panchami ekavachana, like ramat. But it is not panchami ekavachana, it is an avyaya. Chirat ityeva avyayam. Anya vibhaktishu rupani na bhavanti. Evameva chirena ityepi asti. Anya vibhaktishu rupani na santi, chirena ityeva avyayam. So, these are what we call the vibhakti pratirupaka. Those which resemble a particular vibhaktyanta. Similarly, asti is an avyaya. Though it resembles the Pratham Purusha Ekavachana form of Asudhatu. Asti stahasanti iti vat. Pratirupakam, it resembles that. But asti ityeva. Even though it is many. Okay. You can use asti. For example, asti gavaha. Yavati gavaha vidyamanaha ityeva arthaha. It is not a kriyapada. It does not have different vachana, etc. Sarveshu, vachaneshu, sarvasu vibhaktishu, samana rupatvam bhavati avyayatvat. So, astikshira gauhu. அஸ்தி அஸ்தி க்ஷீரம் அஸ்தி நாம வித்யமானம் க்ஷீரம் யஸ்ய அஸ்தா தாகௌ அஸ்தி க்ஷீரா. அதர் வேர்ட்ஸ் இன் தி கணா வில் ஆல் பி ட்ரீட்டட் ஆஸ் பஹுவ்ரீஹி. So this is the first sutra for Bahuvrihi Samasa, which is Aneka Manya Padarthe and the related Vartikas. Yeah. So after this, actually in the Siddhanta Kaumudi, he deviates into the Pumbadbhava Prakarana. Sriyah Pumbadbhashata Pumskaranu Ngittinena Pumbadbhavaha Uchyate. For about 20 pages, he deals with Pumbadbhava, sutras which are related to Pumbadbhava and its Nishedha. But I am slightly deviating from the Kaumudi Krama. I thought it was better to finish the sutras related to Bahuvrihi Samasa first. Okay. Bahuvrihi Samasa Vidhayakani Sutrani Adhitya Tataha Pumbadbhavam Pashyamaha Iti Mavamatihi. Because Pumbadbhava is it's a deviation and then you have to come back to Bahuvrihi. Instead, we will first see there are only 5 sutras which give Bahuvrihi Samasa. We have Anekamanya Padarthe and 4 more. We will finish those sutras first and then we will look at Pumbadbhava and other things, Samasanta, etc., which are related to Bahuvrihi. Okay. So, the next rule, I am skipping probably some 15 sutras in between of related to Pumbadbhava. So, the next one is 2 to 25, that is 24 is Anekamanya Padarthe, 25 is Sankhya Vyaya Sannaduradhika Sankhyaha Sankhyaye. Trini Padani Santi Sankhya Avyaya Asanna Adura Adhika Sankhyaha Sankhyaye. Okay, so Priya gives the reference to this sutra. It is number 843. The sutra number in the Siddhanta Kaumudi is 843 and page 90 in the textbook. You have this. For this, there is a question. Vishakantaha. So, you want to know how the samasa in Vishakantaha? So, Visham Kante Yasya Saha. There it is a Vyadhikarana Bahuvrihi. The Vyadhikarana Bahuvrihi is accepted in a very few cases. And we will see that, I mean, it was given somewhere in between that Pumbadbhava Prakarana. By some Nyapaka, we derive that Vyadhikarana Bahuvrihi in a few cases. So, Vishakantaha is Visham Kante Yasya Saha. It is an exception to Samanadhikarana Bahuvrihi. Bahuvrihi is generally Samanadhikaranaanam. Kvachittu Vyadhikaranaanam api bhavati. We will see that when it comes in the text. We have that in the Siddhanta Kaumudi itself. So, Sankhyaya Avyaya Asanna Adura Adhika Sankhyaha Sankhyaye. So, these words, Avyayadayaha, Avyaya Asanna Adura Adhika Sankhya, they will combine with the Sankhyavasaka. Okay. And that is a Bahuvrihi. There is also one more word which is called Sankhyaya. I will come to this later. What is a Sankhyaya Vasaka? We will see later. There is a Sankhya and there is Sankhyaya. Sankhya is a plain number. Sankhyaya is that which is denoted by that number. Okay. One is just a number. But when it refers to something, some matter, say one cloth or one fruit, okay, then we call it as the Sankhyaya in Sanskrit. In English, you don't see the difference. We see the difference in Sanskrit. I'll come to that at the end. For now, we'll see that Avyaya, Asanna, Adura, Adhika, Sankhya. These words combine with a Sankhyavasaka to form a Bahuvrihi Samasa. So, Dashanam Samipe Ye Santi. That near 10. So, that which is near 10. So, 10 people probably or 10 things. Okay. So, Upadashaha. Upa is a Avyaya. So, that will combine with Dasha. Dasha is a Sankhyavasaka. Avyayam Sankhyaya Samasyate. So, Bahuvrihi. That is a Bahuvrihi. So, those which are near say 10, which means Nava Ekadashava, can be 9 or 11. Okay, so, people, how many people were there at the program? Upadashaha, around 10. So, that is the usage which is conveyed by Upadashaha. It does not mean 10. Okay. It also means, I mean, it has to be very close. Okay. It means something close to 10. It could be 9 or 8, it could be 11 or 12. Okay. Something close to 10. Upadashaha.
evam upashataha, so around 100, upasahasraha, around 1000. You can use it with any number. Okay, it is an avyaya. Avyaya combining with a sankhya. So bahuvriho sankhyaye iti vakshyamanaha dach. Okay, it is actually dashan, upadashan iti bhavati. Dach iti samasantaha agre uchyate. Bahuvriho sankhyaye dach avahuganaditi. So dach iti krite dashan ityatra tehe lopaha. Nastadhite iti lopaha. So it becomes upadasha iti akarantam pratipadikam. Ramaha Ramo Ramaha iti vatu upadashaha. So if you look at the samasa, upa su dashan am, so dashanam samite ye santi ityarthe. So you have upa su dashan am sankhya vyasanna duradhika sankhyaha ityasti. I have a slight doubt here whether it should be su on dashan or upa, I mean su or just on dashan. So I'll clarify this in the next class. So this is a nitya samasa, okay, that is why the vigraha is dashanam samite ye santi. But in the vigraha, shastriya vigraha, because we still have sheshaha, that is prathamantam, anekam prathamantam ityasti. So I am not sure whether it is am on dashan or jas, okay, I'll clarify it in the next class. So we have dach as the samasanta, bahuvriha sankhyaye daja bahuganaditi, so that refers a. Upasu dashan am a, so kruttadhita samasa asthayati pratipadikatvam, supodhatu pratipadikayohu iti subluk, upa dashan a, nastadhite iti an, aha lopaha, so upa dashu a, upa dasha, tasma jas pratyaha, prathamev purva savaranaha, pruttvam visargaha, upa dashaha, karyakrame upa dashaha, upasthitaha, so around 10, people, okay. Here it refers to around 10 something, some material, around 10 people. Pi vimshatehe diti. Okay, so what will happen if you say vimshatehe samipa? Okay, some around 20. Iti katham vaktavyam. You have upa vimshati and you have the dutch which is a. So how do we have the form? It says pi vimshatehe diti. Iti padatrayam. Alopanaha ityataha lopaha ityavartate. Vimshatehe bhasya ti shabdasya lopahasyat diti. The ti of vimshati is deleted when followed by a dit pratyaya. You have dutch. Okay. So dutch is dit. So when followed by dutch, the ti of vimshati gets deleted. So asanna vimshaha. Asanna vimshatihi yesham te. So close to 20 ityartha. Asanna means close. So you have asanna vimshati and a. So the t of vimshati gets deleted. So you have asanna vimsha. Okay. Asanna vimshaha. Close to 20. Vimshatehe asannaha ityartha. Asanna just vimshati nasvetyasti. So, you have the dutch, the subluku, then the t gets deleted, and then the yasyati cha, syakarasya api lopaha. So, asanna vimsha iti rupam. Adura trimshaha. Aduraha trimshataha. Not far from 30. So, all these mean the same. Whether you say upatrimshaha, asannatrimshaha or aduratrimshaha, it all means the same, but there are different ways of expressing the same thing. So aduratrimshaha, not far from 30, probably 29 or 28 or something. So aduraha trimshataha. Again you have bahuvrihi dutch, so trimshat ityatra, at ityase tehe lopaha, so you have aduratrimsha, aduratrimshaha. Adhika chatvarimshaha. More than 40. Chatvarimshataha adhikaha. Adhika chatvarimshaha. Adhika shataha. Adhika sahasraha. More than 1000. More than 100. Etc. And the last one. You have sankhya, avyaya, asanna, adura, adhika, sankhyaha. Sankhya vachaka will combine with another sankhya vachaka. Dvauva trayova. Two or three. Okay. It is neither two nor three. It is something very few. Ityarthaha eva gamyate. It does not mean it is exactly two or three. It means a few. Ityarthe eva prayogaha. That is why this is also anya padartha. Okay. It does not mean either two or three. Something close to it. A few. Ityarthe. So, dvi and three. You have dvi, three and a. So, the ikara of three gets deleted by sya teacher. Dvitraha. Bahuvrihi, Dutch and Tilopa. You can also have Dvihi Avruttaha Dasha. Okay, this is again Sankhya combining with Sankhya. And have it like this. Gavva Trayova Dvitraha. Panchava Shadva Panchashaha etc. Or we can have Dvihi Avruttaha Dasha. Okay, 10 repeated twice. That is twice 10. It is Dvidashaha Nama Vimshatihi Ityarthaha. Tridashaha. You can also have Tridashaha. The gods are called Tridashaha. They are 30 in number. So it is called Tridashaha. So on. So these are examples of Sankhya combining with a Sankhya. Sankhyaya Avyaya Asana Adura Adhika Sankhyaha. Okay. So there is also called something called a Sankhyaya. So what is that Sankhyaya? We will see in the next class. Any questions? I'm finishing a bit early today because I have to go elsewhere. Sorry, so we'll cover it up in the next class. Any questions so far? Munitraya Namaskritya Tadukti Paribhavya Vaiyakarana Siddhanta Kaumudiyam Virachyate.